Hi everyone, Sane Main here. Once again, no donation for this video. If you want to request the topic, you can do so by sending a small donation to PayPal or Subscribestar. Links are in the description. So with that out of the way, I wanted to cover a video of Candace Owens being a hypocrite while attacking Instagram hoochie mamas that go scantily clad online. She says they do it because they're addicted to the dopamine rush of getting male attention, and that it doesn't make them happy. But what she forgets to mention is that she's got a YouTube channel with over 500,000 subscribers and is on the Daily Wire with her new show called Candace. It's easy for her to criticize Empowered Ethos because she's already got her dopamine rush. We live in an attention-based economy, and I agree that not all attention is the same quality. But when she tells them not to strip for clicks, it's like telling someone that's not getting any attention which junk food they should eat while she's eating steak. The majority of women are not smart enough to get the attention of a large audience, the way that Candace Owens does, by putting big words in her own mouth. The only attention they seem to get is by putting the male member in their mouth instead, or when they dangle their bodies on a camera in front of men like a steak. I see Candace Owens as Oprah Light. She's smart, serious, and polite, and white people tend to like her. I find her points laughable when she says that it's not going to bring these women happiness to get messages from men. Which planet is this woman on? Women are made for attention. If they can't get positive attention, then they usually settle for the negative variety. Basically, they want to know that they're wanted. Remember, for women, the worst thing imaginable is not hate, but indifference. Every woman's horror show is being ignored like they don't matter. At the age of 85, sitting in their half-filled Depends, wearing dentures in an old age home. I'll discuss more about what Candace Owens believes would be a problem with women today in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to conservative Candace Owens, unable to see that she's addicted to dopamine too, Clown World show. Dopamine is a hell of a drug, and our own biology creates it to get us to do more of the actions it requires for survival. Traditionally, dopamine-inducing activities would be things that would be positive with regards to getting attention from people that would elevate your status in the hierarchy. That would, of course, increase your chances of breeding and spreading your seed. So nature rewards you with dopamine for building social relationships with others by releasing it. Candace Owens is catering to a conservative audience that hates the left and buys into the traditional untattooed woman that goes off and makes sandwiches in a sundress, waiting for you to come into the kitchen and undress her. But only you, because she was a virgin when her white skin, or in this case with Candace Owens, black skin, kissed you. She criticizes women for their appearance, and yet there she is wearing a low-cut sweater that appears to show some of her cleavage in a tight black top. Why did she dress like that? Of course, she's probably attacking women that are into twerking and devaluing themselves by wearing almost nothing at all. She says that the types of guys such women attract just want to sleep with them. But in reality, many of those women are using those guys for attention as friend-zone simps. She's right that society is ill, but she fails to mention the technology-fueled dopamine addiction either has to be stopped or we have to reorganize reproduction so that we can still keep getting that dopamine. The conversation falls apart somewhere around halfway through, between her and the co-host, which I've linked to in the description. But what they don't realize is that traditionalism is like the Titanic, and the more churches close and the more people grab onto their phones, the more society will fall apart. People are worshiping at the altar of the iChurch, and all its apps found in their pockets. Steve Jobs is the most successful drug dealer in human history. That's probably going to be his greatest legacy centuries from now. We just can't see it right now because we're so obsessed with the novelty of our new technology. In that video, Candace goes off on a rant and blames feminism because it's being taught in schools, and says you're supposed to see the patriarchy everywhere as a woman, ready and waiting to come out and oppress you. Meanwhile, if you ask a feminist, it's all about equality, when they talk to outsiders. She's right that fourth wave feminism is all about teaching women to hate men, and is making women paranoid. But I think that's her cover story for promoting traditionalism. But most women are smart enough to understand that women have always had covert power throughout human history, and then now they just want the overt power as well. She even admits it when she says that first wave feminism was fine, and giving women the right to vote. a lot of tradcon women always seem to want to keep all the gains of feminism they've gotten up until the 1970s, but don't want to push their luck for more because they're like casino card players with cooches that know when to call it a night and cash out their winnings. Candace is wrong when she says that first-wave feminism is all about helping women get out of the house and into the workplace. That didn't happen until second-wave feminism, which is more about going to work and then women staying at home was a bad thing. Feminism promotes the idea that traditional women are prisoners. She says that first-wave feminism was all about giving women the choice, but second- and third-wave feminism was all about feminists making the choice for women with regards to how they would live their lives. She also says that you can't outthink your biology. I beg to differ. MGTOW seemed to have done that well once we got into the first and second red pill rage stages. Of course, her being traditional, she'd probably hate MGTOW just like the majority of women do. She would probably say that it's just feminism for men. That would probably be your most powerful insult. The idea, of course, would be to convince conservatives that it was on the same side as feminism. But she probably wouldn't be able to explain why, if MGTOW is like feminism, why the left hates it. Just the same way as the right, even though it doesn't have any institutional power in the schools and governments. She also encourages women to be optimistic about men instead of hating us. And the men today are crappy because manhood is promoted as being obsolete. Clearly, she's never worked in a male-dominated field like household construction to understand that masculinity is nowhere near obsolete yet. Maybe she'll figure it out by going to her local grocery store and seeing the bare shelves thanks to anti-jab truckers. She also says that feminism fails because it's telling women to be the opposite of what men want. That they're complaining about men, but they're not being the women that men actually want to be with. Also, that there aren't enough other women out there calling out the fact that women aren't desirable to take home to mom for many guys these days. These women are sexually desirable, but not from the perspective of building a family with. I will agree to that. There are tons of women like that all over the place. She says that men need to be leaders. At that point in the video, I was no longer interested in watching it anymore. Candace is also wrong when she says that a man doesn't want a woman that's going to be naked all the time for all men to see. I didn't really care about women taking their clothes off and sleeping around up until around 2014 and 15, and I still considered to myself to be on the left back then. But as my ideas started clashing with the left, I saw problems with sexual liberation and that having too many partners damaged women emotionally. Nudity isn't the problem if it's not sexual, or if it's not acted upon. It's women that give sex away too easily to try and tie down a man that are a menace to society and themselves. Candace then tries to prove her conservative creamy goodness and virtue signaling by saying that feminism is satanic and that the Bible has all the answers. What is more satanic than telling men and women that there are no differences between the sexes? That the dream of equality is a lie? But I see things differently. I see that the left and the right are two sides to the same coin. One side virtue signals about how they follow their religion faithfully and have good morality, while the other virtue signals about how they're good at being social justice warriors, fighting for their cause. The problem with modern women is that they perpetuate this idea of us versus them. If women ever went on a sex strike, which they can't do because they want it just as bad as we do, while refusing to take part in the left and the right, there would be peace and change. But women can't have that because they have to have the advantage of distracting men by playing both sides. For both sides, the worst thing that can happen is for you not to take a side. I don't know what else I can say about Candace Owens in this video. I guess I watched it so that you don't have to. The last thing I want to talk about is the fact that I'm not selling my Bitcoin, even if it drops to 20K. If it goes into the teens, I've got $200,000 ready to buy 10 more. At the point of making this video, it's around $35,000, and I don't give a shit anymore. If it drops to a dollar, I'll buy 500,000 Bitcoins. If it drops to $100, then I'll buy 1,000 Bitcoin. Anthony Pompliano said that if it dropped to a dollar, he'd buy it all. I have no issues taking the long-term 10-year horizon view at this point, and I'm still up more than double. I'll go down with the ship if I have to anyway. I'll even take what few coins I still have on the exchanges and sell what I have left in my ETF and convert the total to actual Bitcoin on a hard wallet, in case there's monkey business in the background where they're diluting the supply and the exchange is claiming that they actually have more than they really do. Also, I was done purchasing about 1/5 of the total tech and growth stocks that I wanted before the prices really started crashing in December of 2021, in January of 2022. I was slowly selling my consumer staple stocks and buying tech. Between the two, even though some of my tech stocks like PayPal and Shopify are down well over 40%, I still made a bit of money over the last year because I had a large position in consumer staples, not to mention the dividends I collected on them. I guess that's the reason you want to be diversified and why even when you intend on concentrating a lot of your wealth into a single asset class, you do it slowly over the span of a year or two, in case the prices come crashing down, and then it presents you with an amazing buying opportunity, instead of wasting all your financial ammo at once by committing to something all at once. I also realize there is some truth to the whole sector rotation thing, but it's not bulletproof. Right now, if I were to follow it, I should be buying utility stocks, but those have already been increasing over the last year or two. That's because of the money printing and inflation. Sector rotation only seems to work in a normal market cycle, and not one that's been heavily manipulated as this one. I'll take this recent market drop as a temporary setback, and the precautions I took to protect myself from it worked perfectly. Now I'll be able to buy more of the tech and growth stocks that I wanted for less money, with PEs around 20 to 30. I'm rejoicing because of this opportunity, instead of complaining about it. My investment thesis is the same, and let this be a lesson to everyone. If you want to invest in anything, always dollar cost average, because you never know when a crash or correction might occur. Dipping your toes in slowly, or moving from one asset to another in a gradual way will protect you in case what you're buying starts to fall. Even when I was buying Bitcoin, I bought it all the way between 8,000 and 26,000, and averaged in around 17. Anyways, that's it for today. Once again, you can have me cover a topic of your choice with a donation. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Candace Owens is smashing the leftist hoochie mamas because they seek out dopamine just like her, but they strip to get it while she slips words out of her lips for it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that can't figure out the conservative and liberal women both seek greater power over them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.